For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Hi, we're here on ESPN Arkansas and on the Hit That Line Now app, 866-285-4005. How you can reach us. Hello, one and all. Greetings and salutations to all the men and women in the field listening. And thank you so much for joining us. That's Derek Ruskin here, Zach Arnes, DQ here, present.
Hello.
Accounted for, all that stuff. All right, there you go. Did Juracek say anything interesting this morning?
I have a low IQ.
No, okay. Not really.
All right.
Not really. Sure. No.
Okay. Just stuck to the script.
Pretty much.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, yeah. People have heard that. And they can go hear it on hitthatline.com if they want to go hear it, I guess.
So he was talking, and this is how much the spin has started to take off, was he was asked a question about football. And it was spin. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful. Offensive line's better. Quarterback, blah, blah, blah. And my daughter, who was in the car with me, looked at me and went, really? And I'm like, yeah, well, we'll see. So it has turned into spin season. Everything's great. There are no disadvantages. Everything's wonderful. So, but what else are you going to say? You're on a fundraising tour. This is a tent revival. So, have fun out there. Light them up. Give what you can and hope for the best.
Oh, well, that's very exciting. I hope you all you can listen to that on hitthatline.com and check all that stuff here. What else is going on? You can join us on. Oh my goodness, I don't have the text machine going up here. What am I doing?
I don't know.
What am I doing here? Got to get this thing loaded. There's people that have stuff to say on the McClarty Daniel hotline.
You know? Texter of the 870 says, Ty told Hunter about his nose pimple and got zero response. Whew. Ooh, that's a tough one. Also, and this is just a point of parliamentary procedure.
Yeah.
We don't, I'm uncomfortable referring to him as Hunter.
Why?
I don't know. It just.
Would you like to call him my lord?
No.
Vice Chancellor.
I don't know. There's just. I don't know what the proper. I don't know what the proper thing.
Mr. Juracek.
No. I mean, when you're in an interview setting, I don't know. Well, maybe it's a tie thing.
Coach.
But okay, now that works for some. I don't know. I haven't settled on an idea yet.
What does friends call him?
HY.
Really?
I don't know.
Like DVH?
Yeah. Everybody's got a nickname over there.
See, this is what I'd ask him. All right?
What
do people call you?
This is a great question from Disappointed in the 479. Is Hunter Juracek invited into the tribe that we created yesterday on our landing party? Do we need an administrator?
I think we have plenty of people to,
To administrate.
Yeah, to administer.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
That's right. Yeah. We've got a mayor.
All right.
We've got a police force.
All right. So to answer your question.
We've got an emperor.
No. No, he is not invited.
I guess not. No, I don't know. What happened?
Abner says, and I'm quoting here, he talked about touching and feeling fans. Abner is definitely not going to the road show tonight.
Well, those are some interesting things to say.
Abner, if you've got that clip, that would be great.
Yeah. Does he have that?
Yeah.
Did he cut it? Nobody cut it for me, so I didn't put it in. So I don't know.
I got to admit, I'm a little disappointed with what Abner sent us today. Not disappointed in Abner.
Why, are you in it?
No, I'm not in any of them.
Imagine that.
What he sent me. He is disappointed that he doesn't have more clips of DQ with the Benjamin. There weren't a lot of clean clips
there. Do you ever take any shame at all in the guy that's working for free doing all of your work?
No, that is my goal in life.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
First
all
of
right.
all,
just checking on that.
He is a man. He is a man that works at the. He's of the same religious ilk that I am. It's yes. part of the oath that he took.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of poverty, chastity,
right?
Celibacy,
servitude,
and, servitude. Oh, okay. All right. Very good. More importantly than all of this, was this yesterday the Antiques Roadshow was in town, or is it today? It's up at Crystal Bridges.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I've got
that's exciting.
Bring out your dead. I've got some antiques that I would like to send their way. Bring out your dead.
Yeah. Now that's a legitimate operation there.
Right.
That's pretty good. Yeah. So that's pretty good. All right. Again, you can get into Douglas here on the McClarty Hotline.
You've been there for a couple of days, so
the other big story breaking at this hour is Dave is changing up the rotation for the A&M game. They are going for this Western Division win, and so they are TBAing Game 3. Gage Wood is starting Game 2 for the Arkansas Razorbacks.
You only need one win to wrap up the West.
And that is Hagan Smith on Thursday night in all likelihood.
So
yes.
Are we really breaking a lot of news here, or are they anticipating a win Thursday night? And DQ even pointed this out, 70% chance of rain in College Station tomorrow.
That might actually work out better because then Hagan would be on normal rest on Friday night or Friday whenever they play.
Dave's up there seeding clouds.
Dave knows the weather. He's an amateur meteorologist.
He's a dirt sniffer.
Oh, like Bill in Twister?
Right. I don't know what
the better of those two movies, by the way, because I can't imagine Twister's being any good.
No.
It just looks like a suck. It doesn't look good. But, yeah, little chess, checkers here. I mean, these are two coaches that have been around a block a few times when you talk about Schlossnagel and Dave Van Horn, obviously.
We could take the Chad Morris candle to the Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah, we could do that, yeah.
See what that's worth?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do
probably that. Probably less since it's mostly burned.
I mean, you can get another candle.
Yeah, can we put a new one in there?
It's game used.
I got plenty of candles.
Right.
I know where you can get candles.
Can you put candles?
Yes.
I mean, you could pour a new candle.
Yeah.
And we can make it scented.
Yeah. I've got those little
avocado
things that you got me for Christmas.
Yeah, the wax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Avocado.
I don't know. It's the first word I thought of. Does that have a smell? I think they're odorless.
You don't want to smell like avocado.
Abner wants to know how much those old Razorback yearbooks were worth. Dude, those were in my house. I love those things. I've spent evenings reading the old Razorback annuals.
That is something that you just said out loud.
Look, have a lot going on. I do what I like. And five evenings to be exact, I've spent reading the Razorback annuals.
He does what he likes.
That's correct.
And that's it.
It's all that matters.
I also have news on General Booty. Remember him?
I do.
Yeah.
Has he been demoted?
He's going to ULM.
Is he now just a Major Booty? Private Booty?
Private Booty. He's your Private Booty. No, he's transferring to ULM. They have announced on 3. So there you go.
All right. He's from Louisiana, I believe.
I think he is. Yes. General Booty.
Now here we go.
He's going.
Can we get a texture of the 870 on the McClarty Daniel Hotline? He wants a candle that smells like a tire store.
Yeah.
I would sign up for that.
Yeah, that can't be hard to do. Or a resealed parking lot. You ever been on one of those?
During the summer? Oh, there's nothing better than being, it's 1,000 degrees outside, and then they're resurfacing a parking lot.
It's like 10 tire stores.
Man. There's nothing better. That might be the best outdoor smell that I can come up with.
Okay. Outdoor smells.
What's the
here
best
we go.
Outdoor smell.
McClarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005.
And the other
kettle corn at the fair. Tough to beat.
Grill. If you smell a grill outdoors, can you determine which direction it's coming from?
Yeah, we did that already on Friday, remember? That wind was blowing.
Yeah. I mean, we knew it was
someone's
coming
grilling north
from
of here.
North of here. Yeah.
Hickory wood.
Right.
Man, on the Big Green Egg or its generic equivalent that they sell.
Ethan and Atkins says fresh cut grass. That's a good one. That's a good Saturday afternoon. You walk out of the house, somebody's cutting the yard. Not bad.
Yeah. You ever walk by one of these people with an electric push mower?
Oh.
You can't even hear the thing.
You hippie freak.
They're so cute.
No, they're not.
They're like a little dog roaming the yard.
Yeah. They're not very masculine.
Matt Huntsville says a freshly opened can of tennis balls.
That's a good sound, though.
That's good.
We'll provide all of the sounds here.
Sniff a lot of fumes from what we're getting.
Glue.
Here. Yeah. Honeysuckle, says Chris and Harris.
That's a quality funnel submission cakes. There. I love a funnel cake. Anything deep fried?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, we got baseball tomorrow. News is brought to you by the Good Chair, because I had a place to sit. You get the Good Chair only at the Stadium Shop. Stop by and tell Robert Joe Bonamassa sucks, and you want a seat in the Good Chair. Speaking of which, you know what? We'll do this in lieu of the news, because it is a Robert Mann sponsored thing. Robert sent me a text this morning. He asks, which of the following do you guys like best in authentic baseball jerseys? Razorback baseball jerseys, like the real ones. Do you want them in white, gray, cream, or white with red pinstripes? Apparently he's making an order.
Oh, he is?
He wants to know what you guys think.
I like the Sunday creams, okay, but I only like them on Sundays. Like, you can't wear them every day.
All right.
I don't care if you get on a win streak or whatever.
If you will, text in your answers on the McLarty Daniel hotline, 866-285-4005. I'll report this to Robert.
I strongly dislike the red jerseys.
Okay.
Strongly dislike.
Okay. All right.
Gray,
red
white
was not an option.
Okay, good.
Gray.
I see the red ones on the rack at different places, and I'm just like, and then I see certain people who wear them, like, that are not on the team, mm-hmm, like, you know, that are adjacent, and I'm like, oh, God, you look like a moron. Ugh.
DQ?
I don't like them.
I like just the white.
You like white. Okay, so
pinstripes aren't slimming, are they?
It's the best.
Or are they?
Yeah, they should be.
If you're wearing the jersey, you know, to wear the jersey you're not playing, a white jersey is the best to style with.
Okay.
In my opinion.
I told him, in order, the cream are the best. I like those. I like those a lot. Followed by white, and then take your pick, gray or the red.
And once upon a time, it was the best day. You would get the cream uniforms, and God bless him, Larry Shank would go out there to the pitcher's mound and sing the national anthem every Sunday at Baum Stadium.
Okay.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was great.
Robert, I know you're listening. We are getting a lot of cream votes and a lot of pinstripe votes.
This is good. This is good market research.
Yes, this is the
data.
These are your people. In some instances, data is not taken as the Bible. However, I think in this particular instance, I think it is terrific research. We're going right to the people, taking it right to them. So cream and pinstripe appear to be the one and two.
I'd like to drill down on that if I could.
Not right now. Not right now. Sometimes actual market research is not what you're looking for. Yes, and by the way, when you go by and you buy the jersey, please, at the register, tell whoever's behind the register that Joe Bonamassa sucks.
Okay.
All right, so we like cream, we like the white, we like the red with pinstripes. We're out on the gray.
I bet Joe Bonamassa would wear a red Arkansas baseball jersey.
While watching like a real chump. Guitarist play on stage.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
Anyway, we'll do the news later. It's not really a whole lot.
What news is there? They're changing the pitching rotation and softball's playing this weekend. There you go.
We got two things. One, you got baseball tomorrow. You can hear it on the network. Plus, we have NBA tonight. Mavericks and the Thunder.
Thunder up, baby.
On all of our applications.
Thunder up. Go Mavericks.
That's right.
Wait a minute. That's both.
Jamie Rogers brings up a good point. Gray for stain purposes.
Ah.
That's a man who's been to a game or two.
For stain purposes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's a vote for anthracite.
I don't know if they have those anymore.
I think that person needs... you and the 870, go take a lap.
We go like one of those silent movies in time to a railroad track. Mm-hmm. We do that.
Yeah.
Wood chipper, we bring that back. The wood chipper still has some life left in it. I feel like we...
Well, it got me thrown in Twitter jail. Oh, under the old regime, though.
Well, you'd be a hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be a champion. All right, DQ, do you have the poll questions ready to go here?
I do.
All right, here we go.
Okay, this first one is a poll question for soda drinkers. I clarified that just because I didn't want people in the comments saying, well, I don't drink soda. So my poll question is, when do you crack open your first soda for the day? My options were before 8 a.m.
6:45.
Between 8 and 11 a.m. Uh-huh. 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. or after 3 p.m. Now, I didn't really care about three of the options. What I wanted to know was how many people opened and drank a soda before 8 in the morning. And 26.5% of the voters
3:45 this morning.
The winner is between 11 a.m.
That's bad.
No. That's the first time that I'd had one in over 24 hours.
That's bad.
I was dying.
That's bad. You were going through the DTs?
I was.
That's bad.
I was detoxed. I had the shakes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
3:45.
That's bad.
Now.
We need to check you into a facility.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, I woke up and I had a pounding headache. And I knew why. And it was either take ibuprofen or, hair of the dog.
So take ibuprofen.
We slammed a Red Bull, went back to bed.
Oh, God.
Felt better.
I can't imagine that. DQ, I have a question for you for the non-soda crowd next time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the winner was actually between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., but like I said, the second place is the before 8 a.m. crowd.
Yeah.
Which I can't imagine drinking a
great
soda.
Great question here. What if you drink pop, not soda?
Oh, my God.
These people need to be dealt with.
Did you watch your first ever WNBA game last night?
No.
93% said no. I'm hoping that means that
they've watched before
and not they didn't watch.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the wording. You have to
be very
literal.
Well, I wanted to know. I actually did want to know if it was the first time because that was actually the first time I'd ever seen
really
a WNBA game.
And you watched the whole thing.
But I watched it. I watched most of it. I had to do something.
Really? What?
It doesn't matter.
What'd you have to do?
My next question.
No, you're not glossing over this. What'd you have to do?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. I think the merry band of idiots would like to know.
My next poll question, do you put salt on watermelon? It is really close. At 54% says yes, of course. 45% say no, that's weird.
Okay.
So it's pretty close.
That is a close one.
What were you doing last time?
Okay, and then my last poll.
Do you know where you messed up?
Well, I didn't watch the whole game.
That's all you should have said. You should have left it alone. Very good. All right, you're learning. Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, but where were you?
Okay, my last poll question was, how do you deal with line cutters? Call them out or let them cut?
Kick their ass.
72% said call them
out.
Absolutely. Which I do not believe
I don't believe that either. You got a bunch of fake tough people on the internet. They're not going
to
do anything.
But my favorite reply to that tweet was, where's the third answer? Passive aggressively proclaiming how line cutters are the scum of the earth to the person beside you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't
That's my favorite option.
Line cutters.
I wish I would have put that.
House Farm brings up, we must know. What did you do, DQ? We stopped listening to the questions.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, here's a hot take flying in. Caitlin Clark sucks.
Oh, well, that's a shot at Doug Gottlieb.
Do you know the thing about... okay, I got a couple things here. I'll get back to Doug Gottlieb in a second. DQ, for your non-soda people, so they can feel included tomorrow, do you have some emergency soda for an upset stomach in your house? Like, we have a box of a ginger ale in the house, just in case somebody gets, you know...
That's good.
An upset tummy, yeah.
Okay.
Or Sprite or 7-Up, whatever.
Starry,
sure. Now, let me get back to Doug Gottlieb. You know what this idiot's going to do?
What?
He's going to coach Green Bay, and he's going to keep doing the radio show.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not going to coach Green Bay.
He's going to keep doing the radio show.
That's not going to go
which
well.
I'm sure is not cleared by 50 affiliates in the United States. It's on in the afternoon. Every station in America does that. If they don't do a morning show, they do an afternoon show because most people have lazy guys on the staff that don't want to get up early and do a morning show, even though it might be a better profit center for the radio station if they did that. But I digress. He's going to keep doing this radio show that may go to 10% of the nation. Unless you have, like, Sirius, then you get it. But isn't that stupid? How are you going to run a program legitimately?
You're not.
And not devote all of your time to it, and you're going to devote multiple hours a day to a friggin' radio show?
You are not.
Are you kidding me?
You are sideshowing this. This is a very Dion approach to this.
You know what I think? I think he's getting paid to do more on the radio than the coaching deal. That's what I think.
Probably.
It is. So he's not giving up the breadwinner job.
Then why seek out the job?
I don't know. This would be like Calipari, like doing this every afternoon and coaching the Razorbacks. Like, can you imagine that?
And having to sleep on Dixon Street.
That's right. Yeah, one of the worst places. You know why there's no hotels down there? No one wants to sleep down
there. It's loud.
It's loud as hell. That's right.
Matt Nakin, South Carolina, points out on the McLarty Daniel Hotline that DQ does a radio show and coaches a basketball team. She's retired now.
Yeah. What's the difference? Yeah.
She's retired.
If you can't tell me the difference between coaching a Division I team and some fifth graders on the weekend, I don't know how to help you there. Boy, yeah, he's going to keep doing that. What a weird guy.
Brian Cave Springs is texting. We are being streamed today in Modesto, California. He just had In-N-Out.
I like In-N-Out.
Do you?
Yeah.
Animal style?
No, I like it the way I like it, but I like In-N-Out. It's better than Whataburger.
Matt wants some clarification.
Unless Whataburger is a sponsor, then I love Whataburger.
No, they're not. Matt in Aiken, South Carolina wants some clarification. Does Gottlieb think he's coaching the Packers?
Maybe he does. Yeah, that's right. What's he going to do? Like, if his coach phone rings during the show, is he just going to ignore, like, a recruit or, you know, someone with a, you know, wanting to talk about Green Bay basketball?
No.
Or is he just going to do a 3-hour commercial for Green Bay basketball every day?
Put him on the air. Let's go. Hey, you got a recruit on the phone. You can do that now.
What is he doing? This is... Boy. I don't know, man. Hold on. I'm writing something to Hacker that I don't want to say on the air.
Oh.
But it's funny. But I don't want to say it on the air. I can't say it on the air.
That's not nice.
Well, it's true, though.
I didn't say it wasn't true. I just said that wasn't nice.
Yeah.
So, DQ, where were you?
Hey. Jamie just texted on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. He doesn't take cream or sugar in his coffee.
Oh.
Black.
Yeah. That's
like they do at NORAD.
in certain subsense, that's called mainlining.
Oh, that's what he's doing?
Yeah,
he's
mainlining your caffeine then.
I see. All right.
I got to admit, I'm somewhat caffeinated today. I'm in a better mood.
Yeah, you are?
I'm, right?
It's funny
well,
how that works.
You had a Dr. Pepper at lunch, two. And then I got you a Dr. Pepper.
And
a Red Bull.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm back.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Let's go. What else? Let's do two shows.
Great. We'll have one in the bank for later. All
yeah.
Right.
Very good.
Do you have emergency ginger ale in your house? Should somebody have an upset tum-tum? You don't have that?
I got to tell you, my antacid and upset stomach medicine game is on point. I've got virtually everything.
You got them all.
I have them all.
Rolaids.
Yeah.
Tums.
I got everything from your lactate
Prilosec.
to your gas X. I got everything in between.
Beano.
I got some of that. If you need something with melatonin in it to help you go to sleep, I got that. If you need a blasting cap, I got that. I
got those.
Yeah, well, and with the blasting caps, you got to be careful because there are different variations.
Yes, that's right.
And if you're not careful,
you don't want to mainline those.
No, you get the wrong one. That's a commitment. I mean, that's a good hour and a half commitment.
Yeah. That's what you want to do. That's what you're not what you want to do.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, you can get in here and bring up a topic. We don't want to do it. 866-285-0005.
It's called, you were getting on to me about pushing.
Yeah, the free labor. Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm bringing up the free labor.
Do I have 10-ply toilet paper? No, just two.
Charmin.
I did get yelled at the other day because I bought the wrong toilet paper. The kid wasn't happy.
How do you do that?
Well.
How do you do that?
I looked at price.
Oh, for God's sake.
Don't look at price. No. Not on toilet paper.
On toilet paper, money is not an object here.
I like Northern Quilted.
Quilted Northern?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's the softest one.
If I tell you this, you can never bring this up again.
No deal.
You can never bring this up again. I have purchased the same 32 items at the grocery store the last 3 weeks. And I have done different variations to see how cheap I can get the 32 items. The last time around, what?
You know, on Supermarket Sweep, you're trying to spend the most money, not save the most money. You're playing the game wrong.
I got 3 weeks ago, I bought 32 specific items, and the price was outrageous. So I went back the next week, and I started, I went for the alternative. Now it's a game. Now I have to try and go lower each week. And I bought the wrong toilet paper, and I wound up getting the stuff that you can use to remove rust off a car.
I have the worst. Are you ready for this? Mm. This is the worst text ever sent to this show.
Okay.
We've done this almost 1,300 times. 3-4 hours each. So what is that? Roughly.
Don't do that.
I don't know, like 9,000 hours of content we've done here.
Yep.
This is the worst text we've ever got.
Okay.
Toilet paper is toilet paper. It's like ketchup. It's all the same. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Ketchup.
You are so
ketchup
far over.
Ketchup isn't all the same.
You are so far over your skis on this take. Like that is the toilet paper equivalent of saying Caitlin Clark sucks. Like that is the worst take I have ever read. Well, doing any of these shows going back to 2008. I'm sorry.
Not as offended by the toilet paper, but ketchup is not ketchup. There are certain brands that you buy that are good. There are certain brands that you stay away from. And if you inexplicably buy the sugar-free ketchup...
Oh, it's the worst.
It is.
If you accidentally buy the organic ketchup, it's disgusting.
Suck. It is bad. You will immediately go back and if you haven't opened it, you will return it or you will just throw it away.
I want to see if anyone can send a text worse than this. 866-285-4005. On the McClarty Daniel hotline. Andy from Mountain Home. Mm. He wants credit for the worst text.
It's always the 870, man.
You got it, man. Your name in print. Things are going to start happening to you now. It's like Navin Johnson in The Jerk. Oh, my Lord.
Caleb says somebody needs to take Andy out to a pasture and put him down. Okay.
That seems a little extreme. No, listen. If Andy goes, that's one less viewer. We're down to 19 at that point. I mean,
viewer.
We got to listener, whatever it is. We got to keep...
Here we go. Jason and Roger says, first off, anyone who thinks like that about toilet paper is a terrorist. Second, there's a market difference in types of ketchup. Okay. Yes. Is Heinz the top?
Are we agreeing on is Heinz the best ketchup? Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Heinz regular.
Yeah.
I'm not as offended about the toilet paper thing because that's different strokes for different folks.
But to say it's all the same is incredibly uneducated.
I don't agree with
I've had them all, and they're not all the same. No.
There, it depends again on what you can tolerate. If you need the sandpaper, if that helps you, knock
yourself out. Cheap stuff we buy here from the Dollar Tree is not the same.
It's got mold on it.
I mean, come on, please. Dustin, thank you.
Yeah,
Dustin thanks. Texting in. He hates these cans. It's a you've never seen The Jerk, but no. It's an excellent film that you should check out sometime.
Okay.
Damn these glasses. Anyway, Navin R. Johnson. Yes, that's right. All right. Here's someone voting for Whataburger ketchup.
Okay.
Here's someone voting for Lamar Hunt's ketchup.
Hunt's is good.
I don't think Lamar Hunt is the ketchup guy. I think he's a former oil man, and I don't think the Hunt family is in the ketchup game. I think that's a different family. I could be wrong about that.
DQ, we have a new... by the way, have you thought about the game today? Because we're willing to replace that with what was more important than watching history being made last night.
I did watch history...
Yeah, but then you left. With who?
I'm sitting this out.
I'm sitting this out.
city now.
Paul in Fort Smith now betting that Andy doesn't even wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom.
No, he just runs the water to make it sound like he washed his hands. Yeah. I've done that.
What? You want the person in the stall to go, okay, well, that's a good guy there washing his hands.
There's the argument to be made, well, I know where I've been versus.
That's also true.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like my hands just need to be washed. Like it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a few hours. It's time to wash
them. I try and wash my hands 8 times a day.
8?
Yeah, I do it about every 3
about
hours.
About half that. Yeah, I know where I've been. Right.
Texter out of the 870 says, y'all are overpaying for that quilted northern crap. Wet wipes are the way to go.
I've also heard that.
They're not always flushable.
Oh, yeah.
They say they're flushable, and most of the time, I don't think they are.
Mm, okay.
Abner's suggesting DQ couldn't watch the end of the game because Mia had a hairball, and DQ had to hold her hair.
I don't think she's ever struggled with that.
Did she get hung over on catnip? Is that what happened?
She doesn't eat catnip.
Oh, boy.
Mm. She really loves those
DQ at lunch was trying to convince us that cats are cuter than dogs.
Well, did you see the dog show last night? It was a sports festival last night on your TV. Basketball, NBA, WNBA, Major League Baseball's on TBS, hockey's on ESPN, and on FS1, they got the Westminster Dog Show.
That's good. Who won?
What more do you want?
Who won?
One of these... a guy fell down and busted his butt.
Did he?
Oh, you got to see this clip. You haven't seen this?
No.
Oh!
I'm on it.
This guy is walking his dog around the green turf and he ate it. Oh, it's so bad.
Man, I want somebody to find this real fast.
The other people came out to help him up.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was so bad.
Oh, no.
You got to see this.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Astros are up to their old cheating ways again.
Oh, what'd they do?
Breaking story from ESPN and from Major League Baseball. Astros pitcher Ronald Blanco was thrown out of Tuesday's game after umpires found a foreign substance on his glove, and he has been suspended 10 games by Major League Baseball.
Have we ever discovered a domestic substance?
a foreign substance, that's right. What would a domestic substance be? Mustard?
I don't know. Ketchup? I'm just saying they're always foreign substances.
Coffee?
I'd like to know if there is a domestic substance.
Yeah.
And that's what I would claim if I were the Astros. It's not foreign. It's domestic.
Blanco was also fined an undisclosed amount of money. The suspension is pending if Blanco wants to appeal or not.
If this is a systemic thing within the Astros, Blanco shouldn't be fined. The Astros should have to pay that.
Yeah, that's right.
And if they taught, I mean, he learned how to cheat somewhere.
Why don't we give the any game that he pitched? Why don't we do this NCAA style? Any game to this point that Blanco has pitched in, the Astros
vacate.
They lose.
Well, you can't because they didn't lose the game. You just vacated.
Well, they didn't win. Take the wins away.
Yeah, you take the wins away.
Okay.
And the team that they played gets their losses taken away.
Got it.
I mean, let's be honest. The Astros haven't won that many games.
Third base umpire Laz Diaz ejected Blanco.
I'm sorry, what?
Laz Diaz,
that
third base umpire.
His real name.
Ejected Blanco after a check of his glove before he threw a pitch in the fourth inning. The glove was confiscated and sent to the commissioner's office.
It was impounded.
Blanco has denied using an illegal substance.
I don't know.
He said, it's probably just rosin I put on my left arm.
Ah.
Maybe because of the sweat, it got into the glove, and that's maybe what they found.
Oh, very Scherzer of you.
Manager Joe Espada added that when he went to the mound, he saw a white powder inside Blanco's glove.
Mm.
Not since the days of Thomas Hollywood Henderson have we heard allegations of that. No, I'm
Joe.
Oh, that's right.
Any of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the late 70s.
Or the Mets.
Or the Mets.
Hernandez was doing blow in the manager's office during a game. What are
you
talking about?
The great stories from that 86 Mets team is they wrote a book on it, and they talk about Doc and Daryl being just sky high during their championship parade.
Oh, man, yeah. They were up there, yeah. Blanco threw a no-hitter in his season debut.
Yeah.
Probably cheating then, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what? Let's take that off the books.
He didn't just discover cheating.
Let's take that off the books, too.
Yeah, take it away from him.
Yeah.
At least call and give it to the guy in Colorado that got robbed.
What is that?
That was like 12 years ago.
Or Armando Galarraga?
Yeah, give him the no-hitter.
It was the Tigers guy.
Right. DQ, your Rockies are flying.
They're up 5-0
at
the top of the fourth.
Yeah. They are threatened.
We know the Padres pitcher doesn't have a foreign substance because he stinks.
He's getting just torched.
Getting lit up like a Christmas tree. He has a 2.09 ERA this year.
Not anymore.
So he is suspended 10 games. Oh, man. So there they are. The Houston Astros up to their old tricks again. So there you go.
Typical.
Would sweat be a domestic substance?
That would be a domestic. Yes, that would be a domestic substance. Yes.
The Astros have actually texted into the show. We don't cheat. Stop banging that old drum.
Ah.
See what happened there? There you go. I like when the team texts in.
Of course.
Not a specific person. Just the whole
thing.
Sign
you,
the Astros.
Team guy.
That's right. I love that. That's very good. Imagine being an Astros fan. It'd be like any other fan base if they were accused of cheating. They're going to believe in their guy until told otherwise. That's the way it is.
Hmm.
And I mean, it's all the same. Everybody's the same in sports.
Sure.
They're all the same.
We're all looking for an
edge.
If
your guy got accused of cheating, you'd defend him.
Who?
Your guy. Any of you out there.
Any of my guys?
Yeah, any of them.
Everybody except Alex Cora. He cheated.
He did?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like him. No. Pine tar, is that domestic? Depends on the tree.
Is it a Canadian tree or an American tree?
All right.
God, this is a stupid show. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I really do.
Yeah. Let's see. Mm. Donovan Mitchell is out again tonight.
Yeah.
And he may be done in Cleveland, according to the experts.
Well, his deal's up. And, of course, everybody's going to go, you know, say, oh, well, he should go to here or there. You know what? Let it play out because Cavaliers can offer him a ton. And it's not a bad team to hang around with.
Right. We're getting a lot of television news this week because, you know, the upfronts are happening in New York City. That's when the advertisers come in and they get wined and dined and they announce all the new stuff coming out. Amazon has announced 4 new sports documentaries. I'm about tired of the sports documentary.
It was great during the pandemic.
A 4-parter on the history of the Madden video game. We need one part of that. We don't need 4.
Well, it depends on how you go about doing it. Because
we don't need 4.
Well,
parts.
The allure of Madden and his hardline stance with the I don't know that you're going to get 4 squeeze. It depends on how long they are. By squeezing four parts out of this, but Madden drawing a line in the sand and saying, telling them how he wanted it, or they could go take a hike, is pretty interesting. There's very few people in the, I mean, they offered him a boatload, and he was like, fix the game, and then we'll talk.
A four-parter on Dale Sr.
There is a segment of the Southeast that will love that.
A show about the most epic game sevens.
I'd watch that. I'd just be curious to see what they said. I'm afraid you're going to get a lot of prisoner of the moment stuff. You were going to get a lot of LeBron games or something and forget some of the great game sevens of the 60s and 70s.
Go Mazeroski.
Mazeroski's, that's a great game seven.
And then the Cubs beating the Indians might be the best game seven.
As much as it kills me, Messier's guarantee in game seven against the Devils in the Eastern Conference Finals was pretty good.
He said they would win and they have done it.
Most of you don't know what that is. That broke my heart.
Well, he guaranteed game six.
Was it game six?
Matteau won game seven at the end. Stephane Matteau.
Everybody forgets about game seven of the World Series in 86. They always, Ray Knight scores and they think the Mets won. Oh, there's a game seven.
Yeah, and it
rained. They're going to do a game two?
And they're doing the best epic game twos.
Well,
I'd watch that, actually.
What about a game three?
It'd be so unpopular, I'd watch it.
What about game three?
And they're doing a documentary called Chiefsaholic, which I guess is about that.
Now, this I am interested in.
This nut that...
Yeah. I forget, what are they calling it?
Chiefsaholic is what they're calling it.
No, it's got a second line to it.
It doesn't say.
Okay. It's actually
a subtitle.
Yeah. Now, that I will watch, because that's not just fandom. That's insane fandom. If you don't know who Chiefsaholic is, he's a Chiefs fan, used to dress up in a Wolf's costume, and then proceeded to rob a series of banks.
Yeah.
He's now in custody, I believe.
Kansas City!
You don't like him.
Who, Mitch Holtis?
Yeah.
He's all right. He's no Kevin Harlan.
Well, no, nobody's Kevin Harlan.
I'm just saying. Well, that's who they had, and then they got Mitch Holtis.
That's not bad. I mean, that's a good call. It's a good call.
You know what I don't like? This is totally off topic. Some of these broadcasts I hear, they play sound bites in the middle of the game. Like Brad and Babe do that in the Cowboys game. I can't stand it.
No, no.
Here's what he said about it earlier this week. I don't like that at all. That is overproduced.
Like in between plays?
Yeah, during a game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah. I heard it on an NBA broadcast a few weeks ago, a local radio. I don't like that. That's overproducing the game. I don't like that. You're here to call the game. Call the game.
Do it like Phil and Bubba do it.
That's right. They do. They don't. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Just do
when the equipment works, it's pretty good.
Yeah, DQ, we need to have a talk about that.
DQ babysitting the radio station.
DQ
is on call this weekend.
Now.
Yeah, it was not great last weekend. But we'll
the Hot Mess Express, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll.
Was any of it our fault?
Nope.
Well, then what can you do about it?
When has that mattered?
Matters to me.
Great. I'm glad you. Yeah. No, it'll be fine. We'll have DQ all ready to go. Should there be in the unlikely event that the cabin were to lose pressure, DQ, I will have you ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you were talking about wanting to do the thing at the airport. I want to be the one that gets to read the instructions on the flight. I'll leave the flight right after that, but I want to read all the safety instructions. And then if somebody's not paying attention, go, hey!
Well, the last time I flew, they were understaffed. They only had two people instead of like four. Mm. So the announcements were a recording. And then the two people were in the, showing the seatbelt and all that stuff. So you could do that. You could be in the recording.
I'd like to do that.
Hello. Welcome aboard.
Yo, welcome aboard. Could I do it my own way? Spin it a little bit?
I'm pretty sure there's regulations on how you have to say all that stuff. Yeah. I don't think you can vary from the script.
Yeah, and that's
you can't ad-lib.
Like, you go from the lawlessness of the airport to the airplane, and like all of a sudden there's rules. And you're
straight
like,
lace,
wait a minute, 15 feet away, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah, at Chili's to go, you can do whatever you want in the airport. You'd have tequila shots at 5 a.m.
That's correct. You know, I can't, because I'm in seat 6B, I can't drink my tequila?
Nope.
That's right. Huh.
Nope, sir.
Whatever.
That's right. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's like once you get through TSA, you're in the DMZ, man. There is just whatever you want to do. It is all right there, depending on. There's an entire mall inside the Minneapolis airport.
Really?
I have never seen anything like that in my life. An entire mall. Who is that bored?
I don't know.
I mean, food and necessities, I get. But there was a clothing store. I mean,
why are you buying luggage in the airport? And I'm not talking about, like, you know, basic stuff. I'm talking about, like, high-end stuff, leather and stuff.
I don't know. Right. This is not a tax bracket I'm familiar with. I don't know.
My gosh.
I don't know.
I get a call today about your gifts, your wedding gifts, about where to send them, how to go about doing this. We need to talk about that.
Why?
Well, because I don't know where to send it. And then
you know who to ask.
Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
Are
never
you
mind.
Bothering me?
Yeah, good point.
You don't mess with low-level messengers.
No, I do not.
That's all I am.
You should have just given me her number 6 months ago, and I wouldn't have even mentioned it.
I see, exactly.
See, next time around, learn.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Wait a minute. What's the sound when DQ finds out there's 85 edits on a Chuck pod?
Ah!
There it is. All right, thank you.
What's the sound when Derek finds he has to come to work in the morning?
Ah! That's right. Yeah. The morning.
Yum.
I'm going to the dentist tomorrow morning. I'll be in a fine mood when I get
here.
They
gonna numb you up?
I hope not. I hope everything's good.
I'll bring some back with you.
I can't remember if it's X-ray time or not. I don't care for X-ray time. You know, they put that, you got to bite on that weird deal.
That's the thing that makes me throw up. They have to put me in the thing where the X-ray thing goes around your head.
The pan?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they can't do the little chompy down thing.
Well, I do that. And then, they put that X-ray gun right next to your face,
yeah,
and then they
like
leave.
That. Yeah, and then they leave you, and you're in there, you know, gagging, and it just doesn't work.
I don't gag. I've just got X-rays, you know, being shot through my body.
Yeah, I start the
and they're out of there.
DQ, it is 7-0 Rockies.
Look at this. Hey,
yeah.
They added on the extra point.
Streak.
Wow. They've won six in a row. Here's the fun part is they've won six in a row. In their last 10, they're 6-4.
You know another good Chuckism?
Huh?
Oh, it's fun when you win. It is fun when you win. He used to do that in football when Keith was with him. Oh, it's fun when you win, Keith. It is fun when you win. All right, let's get to DQ's thoughts on something or another. I forgot what they're about
DQ
today,
has been very excited about this all day long.
Yeah, this is good. This is going to be a good one.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Okay. I could be persuaded either way on this opinion. Okay, so I'm just letting...
presenting.
Yes.
Got it.
I'm presenting that... I'm just going to ask you guys. Is a BLT almost a sandwich? Not a whole sandwich. It's almost a sandwich.
Why do you think it's not a sandwich?
Okay. Let me present the facts.
All right. Here are the facts.
To you.
Facts on why a BLT is not a sandwich. Okay.
Yes. The BLT, as you know, is tomato, lettuce, bacon, bread with mayonnaise.
Right.
Except some people don't use mayonnaise.
Right. Which is weird.
It's just a
dry
sandwich.
Yeah. The way DQ likes turf.
Okay.
Okay.
Tomato is 95% water.
Okay.
Mm. Lettuce, 96% water. Those two ingredients, the main two ingredients of this sandwich,
uh-huh.
I'm saying in air quotes, is more than 90% water. And the meat is bacon.
That's bacon.
Which is kind of... not a meat.
How is it not?
It's mostly fat. Bacon isn't... You can't compare bacon and ham and say, oh yeah, those are both...
Bacon and ham
same.
Are the same thing.
It's
you
both...
You want an HLT?
It's made both out of pig.
No, they're literally the same thing.
But bacon is just fat. It's kind of like... It is a meat, but, you know, kind of not.
Kind of Okay.
I think.
Is it plant-based bacon?
This is. This is.
I think it might be almost a sandwich. If you don't add anything, you just have the BLT like the BLT is supposed to be created. And I'm including the mayo. I think it might... You need something else. You need another meat, first of all. To make it a full sandwich. I like BLTs. Don't know if it's a full sandwich.
Are you done?
You've broken
him. I mean,
him.
How?
You've broken him.
How?
Are you done?
I mean, so what's the main ingredient of the BLT? The bacon or the tomato?
The bacon.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know.
You just want a bacon sandwich?
I think it's the tomato.
What?
I think it's the tomato.
No. No. No.
No, vegetables are never the main ingredient unless we're talking about a salad.
All right.
Then they're the main ingredient.
But. I'm with AP from your neck of the woods. He's down in Durham. 5 minutes in the wood chipper, you go.
That's it. Oh, 5 minute major.
Huh? Yeah, this is a game misconduct.
You're bleeding.
Right.
So it goes to a double minor.
You're fired.
I'm not saying I love BLTs. I love them, but I listened to this point being made that it's almost...
Who made this point?
It's almost a sandwich.
Who
and
made...
And you've been converted.
I'm thinking about that, you know, it needs something else, too.
Take a lap.
Like...
And let me know if you still think it
like
is.
Like most
keep
restaurants...
running until we get it out.
Most restaurants, they have a BLT.
Yeah.
But a lot of them have a BLT plus A, which is plus avocado. So that's...
That doesn't make... No!
That's okay. Adding one more ingredient.
So your solution to fix this is like... We're going to smoke all them cigarettes till you don't want to smoke them anymore.
Right, right. We're gonna run until you fix your attitude.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Okay. Couple of things.
Turn the mic off.
Who is this person that you were talking to?
I don't know. I wasn't talking to anyone. I was watching a YouTube video.
All right. I'm going to back up.
Yeah.
You were watching a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Some muyuck on the internet asking whether a BLT is a sandwich.
Yeah.
And you brought this to the workplace.
It hasn't left my mind.
Ghost violence today.
Almost a sandwich.
Is a
almost.
Peanut butter and jelly a sandwich?
That's different.
No.
That's different.
Now?
The peanut butter and jelly is not, the ingredients aren't mostly water.
Bacon's not mostly water.
But it's one ingredient.
Yeah.
The other two ingredients are mostly water. On some sandwiches, you have, like, multiple meats. You have cheese. You have avocado.
What about on a bologna sandwich?
The bologna is a different...
You know...
Bacon is not, like, meat. Like, big...
Hang on, I got her on the run.
You know how I feel?
Huh.
I feel like when Mr. and Mrs. Dahmer looked at each other and said, we failed.
Yeah, we failed. We have failed in your raising.
We failed.
Derek and I have not done our job. This is on us.
No, okay. So bacon is a meat, but it's kind of a little M meat, not a big M meat. Like, you
what
know,
what the hell is a little
in
M?
Like, in philosophy, you know, you have problems, little
she's going philosophy.
Little P problems or big P problems.
I've had big P problems today.
Bacon is kind of like little M meat.
Why do you think he was up at 3:45
yeah, really,
in the morning?
Yeah, this is old man stuff.
It is a meat, but... I thought someone at least would agree with
let's
me.
Let's get the reactions here.
There's hundreds coming.
This is the s'mores all over again. DQ has the worst food takes. Here's Keith in Bentonville on the McClardino Hotline. I mean, you had ham and a toothpick with a colored plastic thing on the end, and it's a club sandwich. It's hard to argue with her. I don't say this often, but she's got me thinking.
See, that's all I want.
Yeah, Brian,
I'm not fully committed to this.
Brian and Gravitz, just take a lap.
I'm not fully committed to this almost a sandwich, but it definitely... It definitely has some room to explore.
No, it doesn't!
Because I think it needs something else.
This argument is big D dumb.
It needs probably like a couple other things to make it, you know, the
complete sandwich. No, that's called a club.
Sandwich.
That's called a club.
Well, club has an extra piece of bread.
We failed. We failed. Yeah, we didn't just fail. Like, we failed miserably.
Is there a facility for conversion therapy on bad food takes we could send you to for like 18 months?
This is, I mean,
You don't need that like Hollywood rehab. Like you need the big old, you need the big one.
Yeah, right. Like the big, yeah, big R rehab.
The big house. That's right. The big R.
Yeah, that's going to replace big, you know, big rehab is now being replaced by big R rehab.
There are a lot of texts coming in.
Yeah, little R rehab.
DK, what has happened is you have taken two
even
of them.
Even JW is chiming in.
I thought people would, you know, agree with me.
Jamie and Fayetteville, the Earth is 80% water. Is it really a planet, DQ?
That's not the same thing. We're not eating the Earth. The part that we live on the Earth is land.
Nate Fayetteville wants to know, so with that rationale, is a BLT a seasoned glass of water with a bread cup?
Maybe.
Jerry in Prairie Grove is texting, DQ has gone off the rails. Reel her back in.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is worse than your s'mores take.
Furthermore, Jamie and Fayetteville again. Atoms are 99% space. Is matter real?
Oh, my God.
Are we real?
Yeah. Are we big R real?
That's right.
Text around the 870, getting out of work, jumps in the car. First thing he hears out of DQ's mouth is bacon isn't meat.
No, I'm saying it's little M meat. Now, it's fat.
JW has texted on the McClarty Daniel hotline, the Fayetteville elite don't eat bacon. JW, by the way, once took a nap on a sidewalk in front of John Calipari's place, I'm sure. So he knows things, right?
Wow.
There's a text from Kansas.
No,
bacon is not meat.
You're gonna
bacon
sit there,
is meat.
You're going to sit there and take this.
It's
You've earned
kind
this.
Of meat. I'm saying almost. I'm not saying it's not a sandwich. It's almost there.
Mac and Bono says, no more questions from DQ. Take her mic.
I thought at least a couple more people would, you know, try to side with me.
You know,
No.
It's not every day that they invoke the late Mussolini in their text, but people are not happy about this.
High-fat carnivore. Tastes great, but it's less filling. Why am I hungry after I eat it? A full sandwich wouldn't leave you hungry.
But he didn't.
He used the light beer slogan in there, though.
It
tastes great, less filling.
His name is High Fat Carnivore.
That doesn't matter.
This text reads, bacon is primarily belly fat, so she's not exactly wrong.
Now here's somebody that thinks your BLT take now makes sense of your birds aren't real take.
It's all connecting together.
Wow, yeah. It was there in front of us.
Do you have a worm in your brain?
No. Is that,
all right, just checking.
Tyler wants to see your resume.
He wants to speak to a manager.
He would. Oh my gosh. Oh, what happened?
The point was presented to me in a way I thought was convincing. And I thought
so
I'd share.
So if you're a rando on the internet?
I thought I'd share.
Now, if you take away the lettuce and the tomato and it's just bacon, is that a sandwich?
Just eat bread at that point.
That would be weird.
That's not
Nobody
what I
Nobody wants to do that.
That's not what I
no,
asked.
No, that's not a sandwich. That's really not a sandwich.
The other Patricia says DQ has lost her ever-loving mind. Yeah, you know what? You're hurting your dad here.
You know, we got
the
tattler is in here.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy, they said bacon isn't a real meat. Going to get calls about this.
Oh, my gosh. Little M meat?
I mean, it kind of
are
is.
Are you just making this stuff it up kind, now?
No, I've philosophy.
Oh, big P philosophy.
Have you ever heard of that? You know, that's how I like to describe things. Like big letter, little letter.
Okay. You know what? When I worked for a company, when things like this would happen, where you had disturbances in the force in the workplace, DQ, we're going to put you on an action plan.
How do we go forward?
We're going to get you on an action plan. C-Man is right. You need more work. We're not going to let your mind wander during the day.
I'm not allowed to think anymore.
No, absolutely
in my desk, go get the Michael Turner apology script, rework a few words, and then read it.
I'm not apologizing for this.
Whoa, doubling down. No.
Oh, my God. Wow. No. You know what? In addition to the other stuff I got to do tomorrow, I'm going to make an action plan for you.
Saying,
isn't your fault.
I could be swayed one way or the other.
It doesn't sound like it.
I mean, you need a couple more ingredients. At least cheese.
Dr.
At least
Tyler.
Throw some cheese on it.
Why? Then it's not a BLT.
Well, then it's a BLT plus cheese, and it would probably make it more of a sandwich.
Dr. Tyler, not a doctor, says go out and touch grass.
Well, that's mean.
Wow.
Boy.
Wow. This has been a shocking edition of DQ's Thoughts here on Ruskin and Zach. Wow.
Here's a text out of the 307. That's Wyoming. This is bacon's in a class by itself. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I would also agree. That's why it's not so, like a cut of ham.
On the same show today, we've had a texter say that all toilet paper is the same.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
This is not true.
And that BLT is not a sandwich on the same day. This is like that day that there were like two no-hitters on Major League Baseball.
Right.
Remember on ESPN? You know, it was like Dave Stewart and then the other guy. I mean, this is what's happening.
Do you have any sort of allergic reactions to Thorazine? Because we're going to get you some help.
Chloroform.
Well, no.
But you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't do that anymore.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, DQ. You're
welcome.
You are alone in your principles, and that's it's okay.
Oh, well, a couple people agreed.
Wow.
How's or far? Kind of.
No apology. here we go. This right here is a case study in why YouTubers are considered influencers. DQ has been influenced.
She has been influenced.
She has been influenced by something that is completely
incorrectly
inappropriate. Big I inappropriate.
Yeah. John from Blytheville says Burgess Meredith had bacon for all three meals in Grumpy Old Men.
Yes.
Wabasha. Right.
Boy, your dad is scared.
Here's a text. KP in Fayetteville. DQ is 100% correct. Bacon is an add-on. A BLT is a nothing sandwich. Add bacon, add lettuce,
What's
add tomato.
What's the B stand for in BLT?
Bacon.
Thank you.
But it needs another meat, I feel like, to, you
this
know, really complete sandwich.
If I may slightly venture onto DQ's side of the fence here, I never eat a BLT. I get a club sandwich. Or a Philly.
It's not as filling?
Yes, right. Yes.
BE's right. To quote Pastor Howard Johnson, you're on your own, son. Good luck. Wow.
Yeah.
What is this big M, little M meat?
What are the big M?
Yeah, what
meats?
Are the big M? Steak? What are the little M's?
The little M's, honestly, bacon might be the only thing in that category.
I think you're making this up now.
Well, I'm just saying that was just an example that came off the top of my head because bacon is just fat. You're just eating fat.
Glorious fat.
It's good.
Glorious salt.
But it's not
fat.
As filling as you eating.
Fjord
if you eat
fjord fat.
If you eat a slice of ham and a couple slices of bacon, it's not the same.
What do you prefer, Derek? You're a meat eater. You're a carnivore.
I am.
Do you like bacon or ham? If you had, I mean, if I'm giving you bacon. One, thank
yeah,
you.
Because it's fat.
Yep.
It's pure
big
fat,
B
and
bacon.
Then you fry it up.
Uh-huh.
How could that be bad?
Big F fat. Here's somebody that says, out of the 501, Western civilization is now doomed. Little M meat? What the hell? Read a book.
Oh, we need a butcher on the line about
Tim
this.
Tim is right. We're giving you the old PIP. The performance improvement plan. We're going to get this corrected.
Not
this
the
is,
dreaded PIP.
This is on me. I will get this right.
You're our only link to corporate America. So
right.
This is on
I'm
you.
I'm going
yes.
to get you on a PIP. We're going to get an action plan together, and we're going to make this right.
Okay, let's fix this.
Yeah, we have to.
Huh.
All right. Thank you, DQ.
You're welcome.
Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. She's created a lot of controversy today.
What? What on earth?
866-285-4005 on the McLarty Daniel Hotline.
Bacon is enough. It's enough.
Oh, is it enough? Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. I love bacon. Delightfully salted, cured meat.
I may have bacon tonight. Oh, by the way, real quick. I saw a quote from Rory. Quote. I'm ready to play.
Oh, that is a double. That's double entendre.
Take those of you that don't
take
know.
All my money on him to win this thing.
He's yeah, right. winning.
Yes,
he's winning.
Right, Rory by double digits.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes. Ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. call, quickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.